This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Sunday won Turkey's presidential runoff for a third term in power. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Even before the official confirmation of his victory, supporters of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan quickly gathered outside his Istanbul home to celebrate. Turkey's electoral board later confirmed his victory, giving him more than 52% of the vote against challenger Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu. Erdogan, speaking to his supporters on a campaign bus, thanked them for his success. He said, "I would like to thank all our citizens who showed their will for the future, both for themselves and their children." Still, Erdogan, speaking to supporters, said his victory was for everyone. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday evening delivered what he called good news, a deal between him and the House Speaker on a federal budget. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
A deal on a limit for the U.S. government's debt is coming with just days to spare before what would be a catastrophe, according to President Biden. Answering a reporter's question, the president replied that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy negotiated in good faith. But there is still the question whether the Republican leader has enough support in his own party for the agreement's passage.
And I have no idea what that votes. I expect he does.
A deal approved by the House and Senate needs to reach the president's desk prior to the Treasury Department's estimated June 5th deadline for when the government will run out of enough money to pay its bills. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Local officials in Ukraine's capital says Kyiv was subjected to the largest drone attack since the start of Russia's war as the city prepared to mark